Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A major study regarding married couples in Sweden shows that there is a greater risk in same-sex couples committing suicide. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This new study, and it was recently published in the European Journal of Epidemiology. It is a study that is done in Sweden and Denmark, and it looks at these issues of marriage between people of the same sex and people of the opposite sex, and it relates their incidence of suicide rates between same-sex and opposite-sex couples. Now, Matt, as you know, this particular study being conducted in the Netherlands, particularly in Sweden, in the Denmark area, is very significant because it ultimately goes against the opposition's reasons that they might come up with the suicide, which would be, well, it's due to the societal stigma that is placed on them. It's the stigma of the society. We need to change the stigma of the society. That cannot be said when this study is done in a very pro-LGBT same-sex society such as Sweden and the Netherlands.
Well, so pro that opposition to that political agenda is pretty much shut down and silenced, and so-called same-sex marriage has been present and prevalent in Sweden and that part of the world for you know, longer than anywhere else. So the dust has settled, if you will. Well, the so-called progressive movement likes to blame, you know, astronomical instances of syphilis and AIDS and HIV prevalent within the homosexual community, you know, these CDC statistics come out. Well, what do the progressives say? Oh, that's because of homophobia. They always point and blame this innocuous kind of broad, ambiguous notion of homophobia, a word that was made up a few decades ago to try to basically say that anyone who disagrees or happens to agree with biblical sexual morality, that they're just afraid. It's homophobia. Well, in the same instance, astronomical rates of transgender suicide, people who have gone through a so-called sex change operation, a gender reassignment surgery. Statistics show that 41% still commit suicide. Well, now we have, you know, the panacea. Everybody says, oh, if you just, you know, give us the legitimacy of our love and our relationships and call it marriage, and, well, that'll fix everything, and then that'll get rid of the homophobia. And, well, we know that's simply not the case. The suicide rates between same-sex couples, as this study and others have shown, are still exponentially higher. So homophobia, so-called, clearly is not the problem, Matt.
I mean, here in the study saying that among same-sex married men, the suicide risk was nearly three times greater than that of different-sex married men.
Yeah, it's significant. The discussion here of the study, and I'll just read from part of this particular study. It says, in the current study, we capitalized on extensive nationwide healthcare and administrative registers to investigate the question of whether sexual orientation is linked to suicide mortality in Sweden. Elsewhere, it says, we have shown that sexual minority residents in Stockholm, Sweden, are more likely to have positive histories of both suicide attempts and treatment for suicide-related morbidity. It goes on to say that the finding is consistent with results from two Danish register-based studies on suicide in sexual minorities. The first Danish study, they say, found no distinct difference between same-sex partnered women, but an eightfold increased suicide risk among same-sex partnered men in Denmark between 1990 and 2001. Eightfold. The second nationwide Danish mortality study that used more recent data, 2000 to 2011, found a highly elevated suicide risk in both same-sex married women and same-sex married men as opposed to their heterosexual peers. It goes on, but the point is, both men and women in same-sex married relationships in Sweden have a seriously higher risk of suicide or attempted suicide than opposite-sex married men and women in the same country at the same time period. Now, the point here is not only there's an increase in suicide, but it cannot be blamed. It cannot be caused by the stigma of the society,
yeah.
because
right.
it
yeah.
is in Denmark in 1989, the first country in the world, in world history, that did not give same-sex marriage, but gave same-sex civil unions. That was 1989. Denmark did that, and then it spread throughout the Netherlands, Norway, Denmark, Sweden. So that has been a very pro same-sex union / same-sex marriage, LGBT part of our world for a long time. It has
decades,
been the leader
decades.
In the world,
yeah.
if you will, for that. So the society is very open to sexual relations outside of the male-female binary construct. So it's not that the society is condemning it and therefore they are committing suicide. It's something inherent in the relationship itself that is causing this exponential increase in suicide.
Again, it validates that people are not born this way. It's not a genetic thing, but it's an unhealthy mental condition and behavior
right.
that's causing this frustration in people.
That's what I was going to say. If clearly the scapegoat here, the straw man that they've been thrown out and beat up with clubs for so long, the straw man of homophobia has now been empirically disproven as just that, as a straw man, as a scapegoat, then it begs the question, what is the reason? And we know the reason. There's a biblical explanation
Rebellion.
For this. You know, Scripture says the wages of sin is death. And folks who are engaged in the homosexual lifestyle, even if they rationalize and kid themselves and enter into a pretend marriage kind of situation, something to look like a marriage between two men or two women, they know inherently in their heart it's not marriage. It can't be because it's missing the requisite binary male-female relationship that defines marriage. So they know that it can't be, it's not marriage, even if they can kid themselves and convince themselves that it is. So the sin that they're engaged in disordered behavior that is in violation of God's natural law, his natural order, and his moral law and his moral order, that weighs heavy on a heart that has the truths of God and the truths of his natural law and moral law written on their heart. So they know inherently, intuitively, that they are engaged in immoral, sinful behavior. Notwithstanding the fact that they try to convince themselves otherwise. And so we shouldn't be surprised that they finally, many of them ultimately end up breaking under the pressure of that self-guilt, knowing that they're engaged in sinful behavior.
Well, it's against nature. It is contrary to nature. When you're trying to force things in a scenario that is contrary to nature, contrary to the laws that are written on the human heart, by the Creator at the very beginning, then you continue to go against that. It's not this exterior society, it's the inherent harmful nature of that relationship. So, you know, when people say, well, I wouldn't engage in that activity, but who am I to say? Well, you know, it is when you see an activity like this, when you see same-sex marriage that has a significantly higher rate of suicide versus opposite-sex marriage that has been like that since the millennia of human history in terms of it's natural, it's binary, it's male and female. And if you don't say anything, then that is just allowing people, friends that you know, people that you associate with, to engage in behavior that itself is inherently harmful to them
and
obviously
right.
to your society because it is self-destructive. For more information, you can go to our website, lc.org. We have research there and other material on our website regarding this and other topics. We had Dr. Judith Reisman's book, Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence, that is available there on the website. And that is a great resource with regards to tracing this whole abolition of sexual morality and behavior all the way back to Alfred Kinsey in the 1940s and early 1950s. That is Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocent. We also have Sexual Sabotage by Dr. Judith Reisman, my book, Same-Sex Marriage, Putting Every Household at Risk. And of course, Matt Barber's brand new book, Hating Jesus, that and much more at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.